Hi, I'm Laura from Hudson at the Hudson Farmers Market. You're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM Hands-On Radio.
WGXC creates a live webcast for every show at High Low in Catskill, and most shows we try to get on the radio at 90.7 FM. Saturday, May 18th, the Widest Smiling Faces host and Warm Dust perform at High Low in Catskill and on the radio at WGXC.org 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Phoenix Grace of Del Mar, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program of dance music to bring you a special bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Steve Hughes reports in the Albany Times-Union that Greene County Legislature is continuing to build a $70 million jail in the county, the most expensive project in Greene County history. Greene County Legislator Michael Bulich added a resolution to rescind the bond for the proposed new jail and the bids for its construction to the agenda for the May 15th legislature meeting. But Bulich rescinded his motion to rescind at the meeting after hearing much resistance from most legislators. The only news that came out of the meeting is that Greene County Administrator Sean Groden now says the new jail will have 48 beds after previously saying it would house 64 to 80 beds. Someone from the county, unnamed in the newspaper story, created an unscientific survey of Greene County jail population. And I quote, "They found the county recently held a low of 22 inmates and a high of 36 with an average of 28, end quote. The Times Union story said, based on a new Albany law that starts next year, that only felons will be jailed before trial. Greene County is currently sharing jail facilities with Albany and Columbia counties, and Albany officials have already told Greene County they are allowed to share jail facilities with neighboring counties. But at the meeting, legislators said they planned to again ask state officials if they are allowed to share jail facilities with neighboring counties. You can hear a recording of the meeting on the WGXC website at wgxc.org from a live web stream created by Diane Abatel for the WGXC Wave Farm app. And you can read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Chatham Village Board has voted to rescind fees for closing Main Street and Park Row and fees for village police protection for public events. In 2017, the board adopted a fee structure for closing the roads in the village for events. Event organizers have been paying $1,000 to have Main Street closed and $550 for Park Row. The village streets are closed for Summerfest and other events hosted by the Chatham Area Business and Arts, a member organization for local businesses. The practice of charging for those services became an issue last summer when the cost of police coverage during the county fair, which takes place at the fairgrounds in the village, was raised. The changes were promoted. Then newly elected Mayor John Howe said he had done research on the issue and found that, and I quote, "It is illegal to ask or charge for police protection," end quote. He also said that it appears to be illegal to charge for closing the streets. The village will still charge for the use of the Tracy Memorial Building, the Village Gazebo, and the Main Street and Depot Square parking lots. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Melanie Lekachevic is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. Five candidates are vying for three open seats on the Taconic Hills Board of Education in the May 21st election. Craig Bender lives in Ghent and has resided in Columbia County for 20 years. His daughter attended Taconic Hills Middle School for 2 years in the early 2000s. He is employed by IBM. Communications specialist Lynn Brandt is a graduate of the district and is the mother of four children. She has lived in the county for her entire life and currently lives in Clabrick. Incumbent Joseph Costa has served on the board for 9 years. He's employed by the family-owned auto business and has served as a volunteer firefighter for 20 years. Costa is a resident of Clabrick and attended Taconic High School. Incumbent Nadine Gazzola is a resident of Clabrick and has lived in the district for 14 years. Her two children currently attend Taconic Hills. Gazzola and her husband run a family business in Ghent. She is also a member of Questar 3 BOCES Board and the Firemen's Association of the State of New York for 1 year. Freelance writer and editor Linda Lee moved to Taconic Hills School District part-time in 1992 and moved to the area full-time a little more than a year ago. She lives in Hollowville and has one son. Lee said her son inspired her educational philosophy, which she calls, and I quote, all kinds of minds, end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Democrat Joseph Ruggiero has kicked off his campaign for Dutchess County Executive. The former executive director of the New York State Bridge Authority and Town of Wappinger supervisor is challenging two-term incumbent Republican Marcus Molinaro. Ruggiero believes he is the most uniquely qualified for the job. He said, and I quote, I'm the only candidate in the race that has both public and private sector experience, end quote. Ruggiero entered politics after the September 11, 2001 attacks. After working at a telecommunications company in Manhattan, he was motivated to run for office in the Hudson Valley. As for his opponent, Marcus Molinaro, Ruggiero said, and I quote, I don't loathe my opponent. I think I can do a better job than him, end quote. Among his objectives, if elected, Ruggiero said he will address the county's population decline and cuts in mental health services, among other issues. You can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
Next, it's time for Data Cult Audio. Chaka Benson is this week's guest.
Thank you. Galings of Bailey, Farrelly, and Southeast Island. And synopsis, hello, wonder, just one device, load, nine, low, ice, moving, so, nine, nine, oh, move, slowly, east, with all these, little, little, changes, to hinge, 50 mark, new, 200, west of Shem, miles, by, oh, one, by, hello, tomorrow, why, tomorrow, tomorrow, the area,
Thank you. few moments, we'll hear the Seventh Symphony of Charles Sibelius, a remarkable work. Many of the Sibelius symphonies are massive works. The Seventh Symphony is rather condensed, in fact. It's in one movement, lasts about 20 minutes. Number 7 in C major, opus 105 by Jean Sibelius. Colin Davis leading the New York Philharmonic.
Thank you. Thank you.